Works will put a yoke around your neck. It'll starve you out. It'll destroy you. It'll defeat you. It'll damage the walk that you have with Christ when you try to work your way in the life that we live. Paul here, when he comes to in the book of Romans here, he tells them, he says, it's all about God. And he laid it out there. And as we've been through it, we've been in Romans 1 where he said, I'm ready. Also in Romans 1, he revealed sin. In Romans 2, he said, hey, don't judge another man. You got one person to worry about, and that's you, nobody else. Worry about yourself. And then this morning, he said, I want you to be consistent in what you do. You be consistent. Don't get caught up in this self-righteousness stuff. And then we come tonight, and we're going to read Romans 3, and he's going to talk about the faithfulness of God. And what gets me here is when they said, what if somebody doesn't believe? Does that mean God's wrong? Oh, no. Oh, no. God's right all the time. Amen? Romans chapter number 3 and verse number 1, I would ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word tonight. And we're going to be on the faithfulness of God. Romans 3 and verse number 1, the Bible says, what advantage then hath the Jew? Or what profit it is there of circumcision? Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. For what if some did not believe? And there's the question. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? The writer says, God forbid. Yea, or yes. Let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. Our Father and our God, as we read the passage tonight, Lord, I read it tonight, and I understand tonight that my salvation rests in you. My faith, my hope, and my trust is put in you tonight. And Lord God, tonight I thank you that there's going to be a day in my life that no longer will I live by faith, but I'll see you face to face. And Lord, I thank you for that tonight. I thank you tonight for the testimony of you being faithful in who you are tonight. And Lord, I pray as we go around this room tonight and we search the scripture, I pray tonight that we don't look into what we can do, but what you do. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your grace and your mercy tonight. I would ask you tonight to guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Let me examine my own heart as I preach this sermon tonight. That I look to your faithfulness tonight because you are my God. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. You may be seated tonight. The faithfulness of God. I want to take us through this tonight as we're in the book of Romans and we're coming to Romans chapter number 3 and we just come out of being where God would have us to be and our continuation and what God's called us to do. We walk the way that God's called us to walk. We're not inconsistent, but we're consistent in the walk that God has. And tonight, if I'm going to be consistent in my walk with Christ and I'm going to be what God's called me to be, and I'm going to do what God's called me to do, I must see him for who he is tonight. Tonight, he is faithful in every area of his life that he does for us tonight. And as I read this tonight and I see it says, if we'll look together in verse number 3, it said, for what if some did not believe, shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? Tonight, that faith of God, would it make it without effect? And I say tonight, the writer asked a question in that. And he said, what if some did not believe? You know, in the world we live in, there's a lot of people that don't believe in God. There's a lot of people who don't believe in Jesus Christ. If you get out in the world we live in and you see people and you watch them as they walk around and some of them by the tattoos that they have on their arms and just some things that goes on, you'll see they'll have 666 on their arm. They'll have Satan written on their arm. They'll have the devil written on their arm. By the shirts that they wear, they'll have all kind of stuff plastered all over them. And tonight, as we see that tonight, we realize tonight that some people, they don't worship the same God we worship. But tonight, when Paul comes here, he says, just because of their unbelief or the way they live their life, does that mean that God's a liar? Well, of course not. He's not a liar. He's true in what he says and what he does. Can I get amen? And tonight, as we come here and we read this tonight and we look, it says tonight that he came back with God is true or he is faithful. So tonight, I want to take us on a journey through the Word of God to look at the faithfulness of God. We're going to flip through the Bible and we're going to look how God's been faithful to you and how God's been faithful to me, because God is faithful. Amen? He's faithful in every area of our life tonight. If you'll turn with me tonight to 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 9 tonight, we're going to look at God is faithful in his calling tonight. When he calls an individual tonight, he's faithful in that calling. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 9, we see tonight that he is faithful in his calling. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 9 tonight, as we look into that text tonight and we see the faithfulness of God. If I ask you tonight, has God been faithful to you? The amen would go all over the house. Amen. He's been faithful to us tonight. Even when we think things are bad, God is faithful. I told him this morning in Sunday school before we get into it, I've had septic tank problems. And I want you to know that's not a good problem to have at your home. And as you dig off in them septic tank problems and you see the problems of life, but also God has a blessing in everything that you do. Friends, tonight you can find a blessing in anything you look at and how God's going to use you in every area of your life to witness to somebody, no matter if it's even to do with your septic tank. And tonight, can I get a witness? He says tonight he's faithful in his calling. Look with me tonight in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 9. The Bible says that God is faithful. Paul asked a question, will it mess up God's faithfulness if a man don't believe? He says in 1 Corinthians 1 9, God is faithful by whom we serve, who we were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Tonight I'd say to you that the faithfulness of God, he's faithful in his calling tonight. You say, what calling is that, preacher? When he calls an individual to be saved and he saves that person, he puts them in the fellowship, or he's called them into the family of God. I said something this morning. People ask all the time. He says, after they get saved, say, can I join the church? And I tell them all the time, I said, you've already joined the church. Hey, when you got saved, you become a part of the body of Christ. When you asked Jesus into your life, you became a part of that body. And he says tonight, God is faithful, number one, in that fellowship of his calling tonight, how he calls us into that tonight. But you say, what does he call us into? Preacher, he calls us by that calling into his fellowship, and he calls us into his lordship tonight. When we get saved and he called us, he's faithful tonight. Not only does he call us to be saved, but he's the Lord of our life. He starts being the Lord of our life, and he uses us in a mighty way. He says tonight his lordship. Look what he says. He said he called in the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ to you and I tonight? He is our Lord. Amen. He says tonight when he called us into that fellowship, he made Jesus Christ our Lord. When we asked Jesus to come into our life, not only did he become our Savior, but he became our Lord. He became the Lord over us. He's either Lord of all or he's not Lord at all. Amen. And he says tonight that he's faithful in his calling tonight. Do you remember that day that he called you? He knocked on your heart's door. Do you remember that day in your life, how faithful he was? Friends, I want you to know when he started drawing me that night, I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it in a million years, how he was faithful in that knocking that night. I'd sit there probably 30 minutes and listen to that preacher to preach, and I thought, this is the long-windedest man I've ever heard in my life. He probably went 40 minutes, and then he went 45 minutes. But you know what the Spirit of God did? It didn't quit calling me. It kept calling me. It kept drawing me. And he's faithful in what he does. He's faithful in calling. I would ask you a question tonight. If you called somebody, they didn't answer the first time, would you give up on them? But God don't do that. You call them two times, you say, well, I didn't get them. You know what God does? He'll call an individual. He calls that individual. He says he's faithful in his calling, in his fellowship, and in his lordship. But not only is he faithful in his calling, he said, if a man don't believe, does that mean he's not faithful in calling people to be saved or calling people into the ministry? I'd say no. He still calls people. Amen. He still calls people in their life. But let's look at the second thing tonight, and we'll move on down through the list here tonight. Number one, he's faithful in his calling. Number two, if you'll turn with me tonight to Deuteronomy chapter number 7 and verse number 9, he's faithful in his keeping tonight. Who he calls, he'll keep. Wow, glory to God. Who he calls, he'll keep. Hey, he ain't a covenant breaker. He don't break a covenant. Oh, glory. Oh, this is going to calm down.
Deuteronomy 7:9. It's been a long day, amen? He's faithful. You know what? Tonight, me and my wife's been married 21 years. 21 years, and I know she's had a lot on her plate in 21 years. She's had a lot on her plate in 21 years. But I'll never forget when I seen her. And I said, I want that woman to be my wife. I want you to know she was in 7th grade, I was in 9th grade. And when she was over there, Brother Shay, they was in the old gym and they was playing basketball over there. I ain't no basketball player, but I seen her and I grabbed me one to go over there. And when I went over there, I called her. I said, hey, what's your name? And she told me her name. And you know what I did? I didn't give up on her after I called her. Even though she didn't want nothing to do with me at that moment, I kept calling. I kept calling. I said, what's your phone number? It wasn't long. I got her phone number. I got in touch with her and I kept calling her. And it's been 21 years now we've been married, and I want you to know, it ain't all been easy. Can I get a witness? It ain't all been good. Can I get a witness? It ain't all been perfect. It ain't all been easy. But I want you to know tonight, just because when the times got hard, I didn't give up and you didn't give up. I didn't kick it in and you didn't kick it in. You say, what are you talking about, the preacher? I want you to know tonight, a covenant that God makes tonight, he will never break. When he makes that covenant, he'll never break it. And you and I tonight, we must not be covenant breakers. We must line up with the word of God and do what he's called us to do. Amen. He says tonight he's faithful in his calling, but he's faithful in his keeping. Man, he is faithful in his keeping. When he saves a person, he'll keep that person. I want you to know tonight, he says tonight in Deuteronomy chapter number 7 and verse number 9, the Bible says, look what he says here. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God. He said he is God and God alone. Look what he says here. He is the faithful God which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Tonight, that's a covenant keeper, amen? That is a covenant keeper in the life that we live in. There's a lot of things in life. People's made covenants to you, they've made promises to you, and they broke them promises. And you know what we think in our life? Just because man can't keep his promise, we think God can't keep his promise. Hey, I got news for you. God's not a man. God's not a man tonight. He's bigger than you and I tonight. He's a lot bigger than you and I tonight. But he says he keeps his covenant. He is not a covenant breaker. He's faithful in his keeping. He keeps his commands to 1,000 generations. But get this tonight. He keeps it with his children to them that love him. He keeps that covenant tonight. He keeps it with you and he keeps it with I. Those he calls, he keeps. Well, I thank God for that tonight. I'm going to tell you all this right here, and I've said this, and I say it all the time. When I have the opportunity to share the gospel with somebody and go and lead them to Jesus and show them in the plan of salvation, I break up the Bible. I start showing. I've never sat down with somebody and told them, said, now look here, I want you to know when I'm showing you this in the Word of God and you ask Jesus Christ into your life, there's going to come a day in your life you can lose that salvation. I'm not selling it that way. By the way, I'm not selling it anyway. It's not mine to sell. It's been bought on the cross of Calvary. Say, preacher, what do you tell them? I tell them, today you're making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Them two little girls that got saved last week, Brother JJ, you know this. Brother Dakota, he was in the room. And them little girls that got saved last week, you know what I told them? I asked them, I said, you on a team, ain't you? You play T-ball? You play ball? Trying to get on their level? I said, yeah, we play T-ball. And I said, you know, when you got on that team, how'd you get on that team? Did you just want to be on that team? Or did the coach have to call you? Call you and pick you to be on his team. He said, well, he had to call me. And I said, when he called you, what'd you want to do? He said, I want to be part of his team. And I said, what do you do when the coach gets you on his team? Do you do what you want to do just the way you want to do it? No, sir, we do what the coach says. Friends, that's the same way salvation is. God calls you. He calls you to be saved. You become saved. You become a child of God. And then you do what he tells you to do. That's just as simple as it gets. We try to complicate it in the life we live. Can I say to you tonight, preacher, how much sin can I do and still go to heaven? I say to you tonight, you're lost and you need to be saved. If I can piddle in sin and get as close as I can get to it and think, can I keep getting this close to sin? There's something wrong in a believer's life. How much sin can I get to? When he calls you, Brother Kevin, he's going to keep you. What is he going to keep you from? Number one, he's going to keep you from wanting to do them old things. Do they still slip up? Yes, they do. Do they still show their head up? Yes, they do. But he's called you and he's keeping you. He's wanting to do a work in your life. Every one of these little girls, I tell people this. You don't have to go to hell to go to heaven. Amen. A lot of us old boys and girls in here, we lived a pretty rough life up to the time of salvation. Went through depths of stuff we shouldn't have went through, but we did. These little kids, when they get saved, thank God. They become a disciple of Jesus Christ. And now they don't, maybe praise God that they don't go through the things that we went through. They're going to be raised up in a Christian home with a Christian mom and a Christian daddy letting God lead that life.
Tonight, I want you to know who God calls. He's faithful. He's faithful in his calling, and he's faithful in his keeping. Let me show you this tonight. If you look with me in the book of Numbers tonight, not only is he faithful in his calling, faithful in his keepings, but look in Numbers chapter number 23 and verse number 19 tonight. I want to show you this. Numbers chapter 23 and verse number 19. He's faithful in his calling and he's faithful in his keeping tonight. I thank God tonight that he's kept me. Oh, if it was up to me, I'd done be lost. Maybe it's just if it's up to me, I'd done be lost. Boy, I'll mess up now. I'll mess up in a minute. Just say, Numbers 23. Now, you get a hold of this right here. Listen to me tonight. You get a hold of this right here, it'll make you free. It'll make you free if you want to be. If you want to live in bondage, don't get a hold of it, and you'll just keep living that same way under the law and under bondage. You get a hold of this right here, you'll be free. You get a hold of this right here the way God says, hey, I called you, and I'm keeping you, and you understand that the salvation is of God and not of yourself. Boy, it'll do something to you. It'll change you. It'll change everything you look at. It'll change everything you look at. You won't be scared to die. Death's coming to all of us. And when you understand that your soul's in his hands, man, that'll change everything you look at. Let me give you this tonight. Numbers chapter number 23 and verse number 19, the Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? What he says he's going to do. Has God ever told you something and you said, I don't know if he's going to do that or not? I read it in the book. I know it in the book, but I just don't know. When we're going to have that, well, not when we, while we're having this baby. I told her, she's carrying a baby and I'm getting all the appetite. Y'all know them little Debbie cakes, well, like zebra cakes. I ain't ate a Debbie cake in probably 2 years or not. Consuming them the way I am here lately. I've done sticking them things in the freezer, getting them so cold they're so good. I'm not, listen to me now. And I told her, I said, I don't understand why I've got this hunger going on the inside. Something just ain't right now. She said, preacher, what you talking about tonight? And she told me that we was going to have a child. I keep saying she, it's us. When we was going to have a child, the first thing I thought about is how faithful God is. That's what we prayed for. God gave it. He's faithful. There's not a person in this room he's not been faithful to. He's called you unto salvation. I can't help who don't believe. I can't help the world that don't believe. I can't help that's between them and God. But I want you to know, I know when he saved me, there's a change come on the inside. He called me and he's keeping me because he don't lie. He is true in what he does in a person's life. When I'm unfaithful, he is still faithful. When I'm unconcerned about the lost, he's still concerned about the lost. Okay? So let me give you this tonight. He says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? He says tonight he's faithful in his calling. He's faithful in his keeping. And I said that to say this, he's faithful in his reaching. I'm going to give you that tonight, how faithful God is. Not only does he call you, not only does he keep you, but he reaches. I don't know, and I'm not a scholar, okay? But I know when I got saved, I wasn't reaching for him. He was reaching for me. I'm not the smartest, but I do know this. I didn't go in that night to be saved. I didn't plan the salvation. I just partook of it that night. He reached down that night and touched me. When nobody else would touch me, he wanted to have a relationship with me. When nobody else wanted nothing to do with me, he wanted to come inside and live inside of me. As filthy as I was, he wanted to take up his abode inside of me. Tonight I want to show you the third thing is this. He's faithful in his reaching. How he reaches out tonight. Turn with me to Psalm chapter number 36 and verse number 5. We're talking about the faithfulness of God. I was not in WMU today, but I'm pretty sure if I could get an amen from the women that Kenzie talked about the faithfulness of God, I would probably say, and how he is faithful to give them a child. And even though that baby goes through a lot, he's got some faithful parents. She's got some faithful parents. You said, well, there's no mistake. He put Landry with who he wanted Landry to be with. And it works perfect. Psalm 36 tonight in verse number 5. Not only the faithful in his calling, faithful in his keeping, but he's faithful in his reaching tonight, how he reaches. Look what he says. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. How faithful is he, preacher? That's pretty faithful to me. If he can reach to the clouds, yes, that's pretty faithful. Let me just give you this tonight. He has no limitations to where he reaches. No man can limit where he'll reach to. No man can limit it. He has no limitations when he reaches. He can reach when he wants to. There's no limitations. And he has no limitations of who he reaches. Think about that tonight. It says he can reach to the clouds. And he can also reach down over here at Union Chapel Baptist Church. And that one that says, man, I just right now Satan's got me every which way preaching. I don't know how faithful God really is. I'm sure you've been there. I've been there. A year ago, I didn't know how faithful he really was. We didn't know to close the doors. We didn't know what to do. But we said, God, we're going to rely on your faithfulness and what you do. Tonight, not only is he faithful to call you, he's faithful to keep you, and he's faithful to reach you. No matter what goes on this week in your life or this year that you're living in, no matter how far you go or where you go, you remember God can still reach you wherever you're at. He never gets out of distance. He's always in calling distance, but he's always in reaching distance. Me and my wife, we always have a little joke. It don't matter where you go. When you hit scan on your radio, 93.3 picks up. It'll pick up the Gulf Shores, Alabama. It just picks up 93.3. And that's because the power that station has. Don't you think about tonight, there's no matter where you go that the power of our Savior won't reach. When you get hold of that, it'll set you free. I'm going to give you the fourth thing tonight. Not only is he faithful in his calling, faithful in his keeping, faithful in his reaching. That's a continuation. All these are continuations. He's faithful in his protecting tonight. How he protects us. Turn with me, if you will, to 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3 and verse number 3 tonight. And we'll look at this in the text. 2 Thessalonians tonight, chapter number 3 and verse number 3 tonight, if you'll turn there. He's faithful in how he protects us tonight. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3 and verse number 3. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. He's faithful in his protecting tonight, folks. You got a hedge around you tonight if you're saved. You got a hedge. And I know once we come out and we get saved and we start walking a life, we see things a little bit more darker. We see things different ways tonight. But I want you to know your life's better now since you've been saved than it was before you got saved. Satan will tell you you had it better on the other end. Don't you believe him? Not a bit. You didn't have it better on the other side. You have it better now. He said he's faithful and is protecting tonight. And my fifth thing that I want to close with tonight, I just want to share it with you, is he's faithful. No matter if we believe it or not. I've heard it said that God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. God said it, and that settled it. Amen? God said it, and that settles it. It don't matter if I believe it or not. He spoke it, and that settles it. Remember when you was a child and mama would say 100 times, don't do this, don't do that, and you just keep on and on. Don't you do it, and they just keep on. And then daddy walked in, and you heard him. You've been giving your mama a hard time, knowing all the time it was this. Whether we believe it or not, he's faithful. Satan wants you to believe he's not faithful enough to keep your salvation. Listen to me tonight. Listen. Please listen to this. Satan wants you to believe tonight. He's wanting you to believe in this room tonight. He's wanting you to believe tonight in your life that God's not faithful enough He's not faithful enough to save you to the uttermost. He's wanting you to believe that tonight. He's wanting you to believe tonight you serve a God that can let down and will let down. Folks, tonight, why would he call you if he ain't going to keep you? Why would he keep you if he wasn't going to reach down and protect you? Tonight, if you're saved, you might believe that and you might not, but he's still taking care of it. In my life, on a weekly basis, my witness is sitting over here to my right. Got another one sitting to my left, Brother Keith. He'll give testimony to this. Even as a preacher, the old devil will tell you you ain't worthy. Even as a preacher, he'll tell you sometimes in your life, there ain't no way you're born again. But Paul told him, said, it don't matter if you believe it or not, God is faithful. What you've committed unto him, he'll keep it against that day. That's why he's God and we're who we are. And tonight I want to show you one last time in the text. He's faithful, no matter if I believe it or not. You're going to come in times in your life that Satan's going to try to destroy everything in your life. And you remember tonight that God is faithful. Let me show you this in closing. He says tonight, if you'll turn with me in the Bible to 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 13. 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 13. The Bible says, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. We don't make God faithful. God is faithful. We don't have to deem him as being faithful. He's faithful. And in every Christian's life, you need to know you have somebody that's faithful. You know where we see all this unfaithfulness at? It's not in the Word of God. It's not in the God that we serve. It's in the world that we live in. It's in the heart that we have. It's in the things that we do. It's where we see unfaithful and people not being faithful in what God's called them to do, and we think, well, if they're unfaithful, who is faithful? I say to you tonight, God is faithful. He is faithful tonight. This week when you go to your workplace and you go out to school, school's going to start back this week, some's done in school. I don't know what you're going to come in contact with, but you remember God's faithful. He's been good to you. He's faithful. And he won't let you down. He won't let you down. This week my daughter's car tore up on the side of the road. Just died. Toop, dead. She said, I got to get it. I was like, just take that car and go on, and I'll work on yours here. I called another man, and he come out and helped me. I tore up down the street. And I thought about that being God. A man pulled up beside me and said, are you broke down? I said, no. Hood's up. Door's open. He looked at me like, whoa. I said, no, I'm not broke down. I'm just taking care of my daughter. She was. He looked at me. I had sweat dripping. There's that zebra cake again. Lay off them things. I wouldn't be sweating that way. I had it pouring. He said, you ain't broke down. I said, no, I'm not broke down. She was. And you know what God does a lot of times in our life? When he pulls up to the scene, he's not broke down. I am. He's not broke down. He's just come to fix my mess. But why, preacher? Because he called me. He's keeping me. He's reaching down to where I'm at. And he's protecting me. Even if I believe it or not, that's what he's doing. Father, we love you and we thank you. Lord, I thank you tonight that you're faithful even when I'm not. I thank you tonight when I don't live the Christian life the way I should, you're still faithful. Lord, I ask you tonight, for every individual in this room tonight, we're fixing to go back to school, fixing to go back to places. Lord, I ask you tonight for us to search our hearts tonight. That we do consider you as faithful as you say you are in your word. Lord, tonight there may be somebody in here tonight that needs you just to call them. Maybe you've been calling them for a while. Father God, you're just going to reach down tonight. Lord, whoever that may be tonight, I pray they get this altar before it's eternally too late. Lord, I pray right now for my brothers and sisters that all around them, they see stuff not going right, but God, you're still faithful. You got a reason for what you're doing. And I pray tonight we get our eyes off the crowd and we get it on Christ Jesus. Lord, have your will and way in this service tonight. It'll be in Jesus' name. Amen.